You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Minnie, what are you doing?
I'm actually at work right now.
Okay. Is Minnie short for something?
No, that's just a nickname.
Oh. Like Minnie Mouse?
Minnie Cooper?
Actually, it's Meanie. With
Meanie.
And I, like Panini.
Oh, Nini.
Oh, Meanie.
No, Nini.
What name is on your birth certificate?
Oh, it's Ningop Leung Wang.
You're going to have to say that again.
Say that one more time for us.
It's Ningop Leung Wang. It's a little mouthful, so I go by Nini.
I love it.
Wow. That's fantastic. But it's got to suck when you're filling out all those forms where they have the little boxes and you got to put one letter in each box.
How many letters do you have in your name?
A lot. My boss was like, how do I say your name? I don't want to butcher it. I'm like, oh, just call me Nini. It's fine.
Yeah, go Nini. It's easier.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's cool. Huh.
Our office manager, probably the sweetest human being on the planet.
Yeah.
Has got a last name that's got to be like 15 letters or something.
We call her Tick. Her name is Tick.
We just go, yeah, she's just Tick. We can't call her anything else, but her last name is like 10 miles long.
Yeah.
And I always think about it. It's like, yeah, I mean, you've got to fill out those forms. You're like, oh, I got to write all this again.
That's all right.
I know. I just got engaged, and so I'm going to be changing my last name to Mendez. So a lot of people will be a little confused with my name.
Meanie Mendez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you. When are you getting married?
I'm not sure. We got engaged last week, and so we're still trying to figure things out.
Oh, this is a fresh engagement.
That's sweet. Yeah.
How did
he do it?
Yeah, how did he do it?
We took a trip to Puerto Rico, and he proposed to me on a beach.
Whoa, fancy. Aww.
Did you cry?
I did. I cheered it up, and I asked him, are you sure?
Are you sure you want to do this? Did you know it was coming? Did you have a hunch?
I had a feeling, but I wasn't sure. Yeah. Every time we take a trip, I'm like, is he going to propose?
This is it.
But
oh, my God. That is a full segment for our show. I'm going to write down a little note because we had somebody, I can't remember how long ago it was, that she told us that they had talked, you know, about getting married or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it was out there on the table. And then they kept taking trips. And every trip they went on, she was like, this is the one. She would tell her friends and her family, this is the one. He's going to propose. Mm-hmm. And they must have gone on like 9 trips over 2 years or something. She finally broke up with him.
She's like, enough. Enough of the anticipation. It's never happening.
I keep thinking this is the time. And he's like, no, I'm just going on a trip. Oh my God.
Yeah. I always ask him, I was like, are you going to propose? And he's like, no, don't expect it. And I'm like, well, I need to get my nails done, have a nice dress.
Have somebody there to take pictures. Do you like your ring? Did he do a good job?
He did. I love it.
That's good.
That's so good. I love it, you know. And I've heard that before, too. It's like, I want to make sure my nails are good. Because you're showing all those photos, right?
That's
so that's hilarious.
Well, I broke a bunch of my nails before he proposed. So what we did was throughout the vacation, we would just take engagement like pictures of him proposing in like different parts of Puerto Rico. So we have a whole album of him.
Oh my gosh. You just reenacted it, huh?
That's funny.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Good for you. Where did you meet this guy?
In college. Okay. We met in college. We lived in the same dorm building, and he lived on the 6th floor. I lived on the 5th floor. I didn't like him. I thought he was weird, and apparently he knew he wanted to be with me when he first saw me.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's another big segment on our shows, the people who are married who, when they first met, didn't get along at all.
Right.
But for you, it was just one direction because he was smitten, and you're like, he's weird.
Get away from me, creeper.
Oh, you could not be more delightful. You ready to play a little rattle off with your boys?
I am. My fiance actually introduced me to Joe Coy, and so when I heard you guys were getting away tickets, I was like, I got to call.
You have to. Okay.
Okay. All right, well, let's see how this goes. balloons have been in the news lately Meanie, give us five places you might see balloons. Five places you would encounter balloons. Ready? And go!
Party, fairs, quinceañeras, like the hot air balloon, circuses, birthdays, cool events, festivals.
I think you nailed that all day long.
All day long.
Real
You're
nice.
A winner!
Yes!
Hell yeah. You're going to have a great date night now.
Good for you.
Good job.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, you guys.
Absolutely. Oh,
you're
you did you all just, the work.
Yeah. Just tell everybody you know you got the tickets from your boys in the morning, okay?
I absolutely will. I will put it on a t-shirt and wear it to joke away.
Yes.
You're delightful. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to talk to you about those tickets, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Nice
Congratulations
meeting you.
To you. Why did so many people hang up? We still have Valerie and Jen.
I don't know. They just bounced.
Where'd those other people go?
Like we're starting our weekend, man.
Makes me sad. Hi, Valerie. Thanks for holding. Valerie? I might have spoken too soon with her.
Yep.
Sorry, I had you on mute.
Oh, you had us on mute. What are you doing?
I was driving, and now I'm at work, so I was just trying to be
I wonder if maybe you were peeing or something, and you didn't want us to hear
you
that.
You were peeing, weren't you?
Come on, Valerie.
Hopefully not in my car.
Yeah. When you got to go sometimes.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Valerie?
I'm an attorney.
Ooh.
Like what kind of law do you practice?
I've been practicing 34 years. I do almost everything.
Wow.
Mainly family, probate, wills, DUIs, litigation. I'm a litigator.
Well, you do a lot
of
stuff,
don't
you?
You must be loaded. What kind of car are you driving?
Volvo S90.
Fancy.
Nice cars.
Real nice.
Some nice cars.
And I want to say congratulations to the last listener that's getting married, because I'm going on my 30th wedding anniversary very soon.
Aww.
Are you guys going somewhere special?
We just bought a home in California, so we're going to go out there for about a month.
Well, that sounds nice. Two houses, huh?
The law profession's working out well, Jeremy.
Huh. Or do you have more than two houses?
We do.
Yeah, I thought so.
We have a place in the mountains, too.
So you have three houses.
Wow.
Or well, do you have four? We're going home, too. So that's
okay, there's four.
Four houses.
Keep going. How many do you have total?
Houses, four.
Four houses.
Four houses, okay.
How many cars?
One, two, three, four.
Four cars?
Four cars.
For two people.
Okay. How often do you get to that place up in the mountains?
Probably about six times a year.
Well, that's pretty
good.
We
rent it out, too.
Oh, yeah, you're making money off it. Little Airbnb.
Jeremy wants a cabin in the mountains really bad.
I do want a cabin. So. What part of
Maybe
the mountains?
He could be your neighbor.
Where?
Keystone.
Keystone, huh? What's that house worth? A million something, right?
About 1.3.
And it's just two bedroom. That's the funny
thing. It's just sitting there, waiting to be rented.
Jeremy, this is how you do it. You get it, and you put it on a rental program, and then it pays for itself. We've never had to pay for anything in this house.
That's smart. It's extremely smart. I get
Listen, my brother has two rental places in Tahoe. Okay, that's expensive stuff. They are constantly booked. They pay for themselves. But here's
and
the problem. Here's the fatal flaw, Valerie. Jeremy does not want strange people in his house.
If I had a cabin and I did that, Valerie, I wouldn't be able to go and stay there because
he could never stay there.
You know, other people's germs.
So, gotta.
You have it cleaned.
It's OPF, other people's
Valerie,
funk.
Valerie, I've
I wouldn't
worked with
do
him
it.
For 18 years. You can talk all day long. He's
I need
not
my own
do
dishes.
It.
I need my own toilet. I don't want other people's feet in my shower.
So what I'm saying, Valerie, is you are right, okay? But
you are
wrong with Jeremy.
It's
it just won't.
Brilliant
won't
business move. It's brilliant. You're very wise.
He won't. He will not do it.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to do in California for a month?
Well, work remotely. We're right near the beach, so go to the beach, relax. Mm-hmm. Our house has a pool. I take some time off.
Life is good.
It's good to sue people, isn't it, Valerie?
You can sue people remotely?
Yeah. Just file the paperwork.
You just Zoom them.
She can do anything.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your law degree? What school?
DU, University of Denver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Never
heard
a pioneer.
Never heard of it.
You know, Valerie, we have really enjoyed talking to you. I want to tell you, this has pretty much been the most depressing call of the day.
I am happy for you. Congratulations on your success.
We're just kidding. I'm kidding. Oh,
and
Valerie.
You're $10 million in property values, so good for you.
You are delightful. You have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Happy President's Day.
Thank you.
See ya.
Oh, listen, she's an inspiration for people.
Heck yeah, man. She's working her butt off.
Yeah, haven't you seen those posters where it's like the super mansion and the garage is open and there's like four Lamborghinis and stuff in there? And the caption on the poster is inspiration for higher education.
I had that in my room growing up.
Which, by the way, is a joke. College is a scam. You can have all that without going to college.
It just says education. So wherever you're getting your education.
Right.
TikTok and
on the clock.
YouTube.
Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
How many houses do you own?
One that I'm going to be paying on for like another 20 years.
Yeah, it sucks, huh? Especially when they give you that sheet at closing of the actual cost that you'll pay for that house after 30 years, you know?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a big number, isn't it?
Yeah, that's funny. People say, hey, I got my house for $400,000. No, you'll be paying about $875,000.
Do the math on it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, especially if you refinance a couple of times.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Keep pushing that due date out, don't you? Jen, what do you do for a living?
I am a massage therapist.
Rub down.
Rub a dub dub.
That's right. Strong hands.
How many people do you see on an average day?
I like to keep it under four just because I'm 52. And
so that fourth person's kind of getting a half arse massage, right?
Yeah, I'd schedule her in the morning as opposed to like 5 o'clock because, you're getting 5 o'clock, Jen.
That fourth person just likes the gentle massage, you know? They don't want any deep tissue, right? They just want to be tickled a little bit.
Yeah, that's what they're getting.
Yep, just a little tickle.
You don't do that hot stone stuff, do you?
I do Himalayan hot stone. So it's different than
that sounds like it's about 80 more bucks.
No, actually, I include all of my extras in my price, so I don't
really.
Tell me that I'm
Himalayan
wrong
hot
with.
Yeah, go ahead,
Himalayan hot. Okay, that's good. But tell me that I'm wrong and that I've been on the show many times saying that hot stone massage, that's a waste of time because with a regular massage, Jen, you are right there rubbing on me. But with a hot stone, you spend half your time turned around, dinking around with these stones and grabbing them and doing this. You don't get nearly as much rub time.
So that's the difference. So when I do the Himalayan hot stones, it's not like when you go to a spa and they like lay them on you. Yeah. I use them as a tool so I can get into your shoulder blades. I use them like a scraping tool on your neck. So it actually like is like therapeutic.
It's like a caveman massage is what that
is. A little different. Yeah.
That sounds like it hurts.
They're like teardrop shaped, so you use the corner of them and kind of use it on people's scapula and down their back, and it's actually very therapeutic.
I'll be damned. Well, but you will back me up then on the regular one. It's just you're spending half your time just lying there waiting for the person to come back over from the table.
Yeah, and that's more like spa treatments. I don't work at a spa. I have my own business that's like just therapeutic. So I work with people with autoimmune disorders and like chronic pain and stuff like that.
You're a good human for doing that.
I cannot plug your business enough because I've had various things like a neck pain and stuff like that, and I started going to therapeutic massage, and boom, it's cured it.
They didn't give you the Himalayan hot stone, though, did they?
I didn't get the Himalayan.
Sounds like a Kama Sutra move a little bit. But.
Right.
Or like a chicken wing flavor.
I got the Commerce City Clutch or something like that.
Oh, Jen. Yeah. Thanks
for
doing
this weekend? Anything fun?
No, I'm going, I'm working mostly, because people like to get massages on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm also like just going through a bunch of stuff trying to find scholarships and loans because my daughter got into Western Washington University. So we just got that letter.
Wow.
So she's going there in the fall. So now I got to figure out how to pay for it.
Yeah. More rubbing.
I just got done a minute ago saying college is a scam. But like, I'll let it leave.
What's she going to study?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you, Dom, about college for the most part. But, I mean, there are certain careers that you have to have a degree in. And
yes.
She's going into education. She's going to be a special education teacher.
Very good.
All right. She's a
Where
good
is Western Washington University? What town is that in?
It's in Bellingham. It's so pretty up there. We just went a couple months ago and toured the school and everything. It's gorgeous.
What is it going to cost you?
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, come on. What's the number? How many massages are you going to have to do?
A lot. I'm going to probably have to go up from 4 to, like, a lot more in a day.
Like 15 massages. You're going to need some new rocks.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's great.
Well, but the good thing is, though, is that it's like a sister college to CU, so she does get, like, in-state tuition, but still, it's still, like...
Oh, that's cool.
A lot.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we were talking just a couple of weeks ago on the show about the dozens and dozens of scholarships that go unclaimed every year because nobody applies for them. And so if you root around, you will find some that, like, nobody else even applies for. And you've got these scholarships that are like, we just have to just hold on to the money and we'll try it again next year. So... keep looking.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard. That's why I'm gonna dedicate some time to looking that up and getting going. Because if I don't find something, I'll have to like sell my house and live in my Subaru.
Well, it's a solid vehicle, Jen. You could do worse than a Subi.
In the snow.
Yeah, you can put the seats down. You can put an air mattress in there.
Yeah, you just bring your clients to your Subaru and have them lay in the back, and it'll be huge. It'll be big.
Oh, that's great.
Well, make your daughter do some of this. Make your daughter do some of this work on the scholarships, too, I hope.
Make her get a job.
Yeah, we are. We're doing it. We're doing it together. We're figuring it out.
Good luck.
You are so delightful. Thank you for calling us. We hope you have a great weekend, Jen.
You guys too. Good to talk to you.
You as well.
You as well. Be safe.
Bye-bye.